B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're at Beasley Media Group Station. Yeah, again, you know, that Max Kellerman, First Take, all these hot takes, it's a bunch of flaming garbage.
Yeah. I watched it yesterday for the first time.
Yeah, I never it's horrible.
Because I did 2 to 6 yesterday. I filled in for Mike. So, like, I didn't know what to do with myself yesterday morning. Right? I got up, and I was like, all right, I have, like, 6 hours before I go in. So, yeah, I had nothing to do. So, I was like, what's on TV at 10 o'clock? And First Take was on. And they were talking about, I forget what they were talking about, like, coming back for basketball or something. And Marcus Spears said something that Max Kellerman apparently said last week. And then all of a sudden you see Max Kellerman's face. You could see the smoke coming out of his ears because he has to try to find a way to disagree with him, even though Marcus Spears just agreed with what he said last week. So he goes, oh, yeah, I changed my mind. I'm like, really? You changed your mind? Or you're just disagreeing just to disagree with the guy because that's what your show is all about. It's all fake.
Exactly. That's why I hate it. I hate fake, especially fake sports. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Fake opinion, fake. I hate it. Hate it. And that's just, it's so contrived. But listen, Kevin, who I love, is a great caller. I mean, I can't go conscious say they're as good as the best teams in the NFC right now. But I think there's a lot of question. I mean, I think that Dallas offense is legit. Now, I'd feel better if they get Clowney off the edge. Now I know that defensive front is spectacular. Like, I already think it's good, and then it becomes spectacular, and then you're not relying too heavily on Barnett. Because I need something in case Barnett's not dominant off the edge. You agree?
Yeah, Derek Barnett, Derek Barnett is also Jalen Reagor, right? Those two guys mean so much to the Eagles' success this year because you're going to get production from Cox, Hargrave, and Malik Jackson, right? We know that's going to happen.
Right.
We know that Brandon Graham is a little bit older, but he still found a way to put up 10 sacks last year. Do I think it's 10 sacks this year? No. Do I think he reaches double digits? Of course not. But if he takes a step back and is still giving you 7 sacks, you're still getting production from one side of the defensive line. If Derek Barnett gives you nothing, like he gave you nothing last year, except for a couple of hurries, a couple of pressures last year, then your defense isn't going to be that dominant, right? You could be dominant on one side with Brandon Graham and Darius Slay on the same side, but then what about the other? You know, the quarterback could just attack that side every single time because that's where you're still suspect at D-end. It's where you're also still suspect at cornerback because we don't even know who that second starting corner is. And if you look at the offensive side of things, yeah, you got DeSean Jackson back. You have Ertz and Goddard. You have Miles Sanders, who seems to have a good career upcoming. But Jalen Reagor, if he's Josh Huff, then you're in trouble. Then you didn't get any better on offense.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
So those two guys are they're you know, when we get closer to the season and we do the whole who's the key player this season, it's. There's the obvious answers in Wentz and Fletcher Cox and all those guys, but Barnett and Reagor are two big keys that will tell you a lot about this season.
Huge. They're huge keys to this thing. Are you kidding me? Huge keys. I couldn't agree with you anymore. All right. Time now for a little Name That Game. And, of course, we love our Name That Game. We give you 2 audio clips. You guess the game. You get a $25 Primo Hoagies gift card. Have some hoagies with us for lunchtime. Here's our first clue.
Ball goes high into the air. Markel tips it, and Markel comes up with the ball. Fultz on a dribble drive. Fultz zigzags in traffic. Hangs, puts it up and in. He soars over everybody. Markel Fultz, what an athlete.
Wow. Markel Fultz. Oh, my God. What an athlete.
Homer, everybody. Markelle Fultz. What an athlete.
Who?
Who? Who are we talking about?
What an athlete.
What?
Are we talking about? That's amazing. All right, stay tuned. Second clip will be around the bottom of the hour. So coming up about 20 minutes or so. You don't want to miss it. Let's get back to the phone lines. And you can get in now, 610-632-0975. C.D. Dan. C.D. Dan.
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's happening, C.D. Dan?
Dude, I couldn't wait to get in touch with you. I emailed you, but I know you're a busy guy, so you probably didn't get it. But, dude, I made this, I want to call it like an NFL draft challenge. And I've been waiting to tell this to you because I think you're going to love it. So what I did is I took all 11 offensive players, all 11 defensive, kicker, and a punter. And I would draft one player from each of the Eagles' last 24 seasons because that's how many players you need. So one player from 96, 97, so on and so forth, all the way up to 2019. Depending on how the player played that season determines their value. And you can't use a player more than once. So if I took DeSean Jackson in 09, I can't use DeSean Jackson from 13. And the way you have to do it, you got to be like strategic with it.
Wow. So
you know, if you take O'Shore McNabb, you can't get T.O., dude. You know what I mean? So, dude, I was working on this all weekend. I emailed you it. I took everything in the consideration. First team all pro, Pro Bowl, forced fumbles, fumble recovery, sacks, interceptions, pass deflected, tackle for loss, blind tackles, TDs.
So did you draft? Now, again, let me ask you a question. So you took, how many years did you go?
I took, it was 24 years because you got 11 defense, 11 offense, a kicker, and a punter. So it went from 1996 to 2019 is the years I chose to go with.
That's fun. Now, that's, everybody I like that a lot.
Team, dude. Yeah. Everybody would end up with a different team if they were to do it. But
I actually love that. That is
I emailed you this already, but I'm typing up the actual stats with the players so you can kind of look at it and see, like, okay.
I got to do that with Tunis off the top of our heads. Right. So you're taking and you draft all 22 guys.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
now
wild.
I have it set up in the email for you from position, but I also have it set up from 96 to 19 so you could see the years.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I can run through the team real quick if you want, dude.
I actually want to think about it. Just give me last year. Who did you take last year?
2019, I took Brandon Brooks because he had an excellent season last year, so. I think that's a good right guard to have on the team. That's what I was looking for. That I was somebody could even realistically take Foles 27 and 2 seasons because you're going off the season, not the player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good way to.
Now I do think that season was a little bit, you know, like I would not take Foles.
And that's the fun part about it is because everybody would end up drafting a different team. Like, dude, one of my last players taken was a defensive tackle. And I had to go to 2012, so I got Colin Jenkins on my team. Because you run out of somebody to take. Yeah. I had 1 year left and one position left. You have to choose you have left.
That's a great.
I'm going to type up the whole stats and everything. I already sent the original email, but I'll type it up.
All right. I like that a lot, CD Dan. I like that a lot.
Yeah,
I got one question for you. Because, you know, we're doing the salutations.
That's where I got it from, honestly, dude. It was from that. I put that in the email, like, not to be cheesy, but you kind of inspired me to do it. And, I'm not kidding. When I tell you, I worked all weekend on this because it was just fun, dude. It was fun looking back at the season. And you know what? I'll tell you what. You learned some stuff, too, because, you know, I didn't really watch much. 96, 97.
It is fun. It's good. I like that. You know what's interesting? How you say dude. Say dude.
Dude, D-O-O-D, dude.
Yeah, you'll go, dude.
D-O-O-D.
That's great.
I like it, man.
CD, you're the man, brother.
I have a table set up for you, dude. It's going to be awesome with the stats. I have it like a literal table, so you'll be able to go to interceptions, go across, and it'll tell you each play, everything. It's going to be completely set up. You'll like it.
I love it. Great stuff, brother.
All right, thanks for the time, brother.
Appreciate it, CD. Good stuff, man. CD Dan. That's good. You and I are going to have some fun with that.
Yeah, I'm in. That's a great. That's, you know, a props to CDD. That's awesome.
That's a fun little game. Because you got to think about who had big years. When they had, like, who would be your, think about this for a second. And then we'll bat around the quarterback. I got to get to the heartbreak thing as well. And we also have, did we start the second round of the Field of 64 Salutations? Now, interesting, C.D. Dan goes, Dode. Hey, Dode. D-O-O-D, Dode, or D-O-A-D. What's up? He said Dode. Outrageous, Dode. That is a that's a great game. All right. Lots to get to.
Oh, and over the weekend, I realized we left off a salutation that's perfect for Philadelphia, but it's not radio friendly.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll give it to you on the other side.
All right. All right. You got me confused. Or peaked, I should say. It's Cuz Ready with the Tunis right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Oh, I could disappear right now. Listen to this.
On a beach boat.
Yeah. I could go to a different place right now.
I'd go with it.
I was cracked on Sunday.
What'd you do?
I was just so bored.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah. My wife was working, so I was just home by myself.
Yeah, because she worked all weekend, right?
Yeah, she worked. Yeah,
alone all week or most of the part. You know, most of the time. That's tough.
Well, I mean, I woke up like, I don't know. I'm a morning person, so I got up. At like, I didn't go to bed until like 3 in the morning, Saturday into Sunday. And then I woke up still at like 8:30, right? And I'm like, oh, it's too early to start drinking. I was like, what do I do? Right. Like, I had nothing to do. So I started calling people like, hey, can I like just drive, go like pull up in your driveway and just like say hi?
Really?
Everybody went to the shore. So many people went to the beach this weekend. And it was crappy weather. I don't know why people went Sunday.
Well, yeah, I guess Saturday was...
Forget the social distancing. I mean, it wasn't a good day.
It was cold. Yeah, Toots said it was cold down there. I saw my cousin. I had a great day Sunday. I saw my cousin for the first time.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? I remember you were going to see him. Yeah. Man.
It was great. Mossy and I took a ride over, and Joe and I sat out, had a little tequila, a couple of Modelos, listened to some tunes, just BSing.
Yeah. See, the match saved me Sunday because I forgot that it was happening. And then I saw like a tweet saying, oh, don't forget, it starts in 5 minutes. I was like, oh, yeah. So that at least gave me something to do, but I was still just sitting there. I wasn't watching it with someone. I wasn't at the bar with somebody watching it.
Yeah.
So I started like, I was just texting you nonstop. I heard your voice in a commercial.
How about that? That was funny.
And it played twice a break. Like it just kept, I guess they were like.
So I didn't see. I didn't watch it. I was, I had it taped and then I watched a little bit of it and I guess I caught. I had some at the end. Now I'm trying to remember what I did. I tried to watch a little bit of it and then I was like, I'm out. I saw that they won, the Tiger and Peyton won.
Yeah, but Phil and Brady came back.
Yeah.
Tiger and Peyton were up three holes, I think, by the fifth or sixth hole.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is going to be an absolute rout because Brady was awful. But then Brady hit that birdie from the fairway when he and Charles were going back and forth.
Yeah, I skimmed through that, right.
And then they started, they didn't come back right away. They just evened the holes, every single hole. And then they cut it to one. It was a one-hole lead going on to the 18th. So it actually got pretty interesting toward the end.
Right.
But, I give them a lot of credit, those guys, because it was pouring. Like, it sucked because of everything that was going on, right? And it was a beautiful weekend in Florida. And then it poured that entire round.
Yeah, it's rough.
And they kept playing. Well, I mean, they kept playing through it. And I give them credit. I mean, they raised $20 million.
No, it's great. I mean, that was good. It was funny because it was on. If I was home, I would have watched it.
Yeah, but you're right.
I had a good chance. I could see my cousin. So it was great. Like, it was like I needed that.
But I texted you. Brady's his first tee shot went like 20 feet into the rough. And I was like, oh, God. And then Manning went to the woods.
Yeah, as you said. Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, this is going to be a long round. Fortunately, they gave him golf carts. Because remember,
I said supersonic golf carts.
Yeah, the previous week they walked it when they did the McIlroy, Dustin Johnson and company. Right. So they walked the whole thing, which, that's what they're used to. But it made and fortunately they were hitting good shots. But if they made Manning and Brady walk with their shots going all over the place,
it's terrible. Yeah, no, that would have been tough. That would have been tough.
I thoroughly enjoyed it this weekend.
You know what's funny though? I went to watch the tape of it, the DVR of it, and I caught a little bit, and I don't know what it was, but I had a sour Brady, hate going on.
I didn't, and you said,
and it was weird.
When
was
you said that at the beginning of the show, actually, I was like, huh.
It actually drove me away. Like, I knew who won, so I wasn't really that riveted, but I was like, let me watch it, and then I got bored, and I was out. Like, I only watched a couple holes. I would fast forward and here and there. Then I was like, I'm done.
See, I think I enjoyed it because he was failing the first eight holes. Like, he was really bad until he hit that birdie. So, like, I kind of was like, wow, the greatest golfer of all time, or greatest football player of all time, quarterback of all time, is really bad at golf. And I could probably play with him and keep up with him. That's kind of cool.
Well, it's good that you got that kind of game.
No, I don't have that kind of game. I had the same game that he had the first eight holes. And then he started hitting the ball well. I was like, oh, okay, he's better than me.
Well, either way, I just think he's a douche. Be honest with you.
Yeah, but him
I just don't like him.
Him and Charles.
I don't like Brady. I just don't like him. And it's funny, Jim from the Palm says, dude, bro, horse, pit, blood. How in the world can you hate TB12? Love that man. I hope Carson learns a thing or two from him. Yeah, I mean, I respect his greatness, but I don't like him. He's a likable dude.
I thought he had he showed a good personality with him and Barkley. Like, when they were going back and forth.
Chance, I guess. I don't know. He was annoying me. I was just like, ew.
When Charles was ripping him for completely missing the fairway, and then he hits the birdie, and he goes, suck on that, Charles. Like, that, I laughed. I legitimately laughed out loud when I was watching it.
Well, I mean, good. That's good. I don't know. I just find him to be like a captain douche type.
Yeah, I mean, he had way more personality than Tiger. Awesome. Tiger was actually boring.
Yeah, because Tiger doesn't care.
Yeah, he just had he played the best out of the four.
He's not a guy that is captivating from a character standpoint.
No, Phil Mickelson's actually a good character, and then obviously a Peyton Brady.
Phil's the man.
Yes, he is.
He's the man. By the way, Phil's like a crazy man.
Yes, he is.
They're like gambling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's insane.
The only thing that was missing.
He's like a man. Phil's like a man's man type of guy.
I wish they were having beers.
He's like Barkley. Like, those two would have fun to hang out with.
I wish they drank beers during it. I'm not going to lie. They were drinking water.
Like, Phil's the dude that you'd want to go at, like, hang out with. Brady's not. You want to hang out with Brady?
I don't know. He was pretty funny during the match, but I don't know. Like,
listen, you watch more of it than I did, so you're more qualified.
If I'm ranking my guys I want to hang out with, I go Peyton, Phil, Brady, and then Woods. But Brady came off well during it,
right? Well, Tiger, Tiger's not.
Yeah, except the one thing that stood out with Brady, and I texted you. He's a big guy, Brady.
Yeah, I don't like big. Yeah, I don't like big guy.
He was about to take a shot, and one of the there's a lot of people that help out during the match. There, he was like he was off to the side a little bit, and he goes, "Excuse me, big guy, can you move a little bit, big guy?" And I'm like, "Oh, he's a big guy, man."
Wow, big guy.
That big guy we have. Where we have that 14th seed?
Who's the big guy? Did big guy move on?
Big guy lost the money.
Yeah, that's good.
Mark. So Brady goes 14th seed salutation. You can't trust a man with that.
Yeah, no, I can see him. I'm telling you, he's a captain douche.
He would use any of the 16 seeds except Moses, but he would use Slugger. Yeah, he would use Skip.
Hey, Slugger.
He would say good looking.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah. Babe. All right, babe.
Yes.
Yeah, he's that. I'm out. I don't know what it is. And again, it was just a little bit. I got to tell you, the quarterbacks, back in the day, quarterbacks were cool. The quarterbacks are better now. But I don't think there's a high cool factor among quarterbacks. I don't know. I go over to court. Like I like Mahomes. Mahomes is a cool kid. But like, you had Elway was cool. Marino. Favre. Aaron Rodgers is not cool. Like, I love Rodgers. I think he's the best quarterback ever. But he's not cool.
Matt Stafford.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember. They did the chugging of the beers.
Matt Stafford is cool.
Matt Stafford's cool.
You're right.
Rodgers can't chug a beer. If you can't chug a beer and you're a quarterback,
you're not cool.
You're not cool.
I will tell you that per Dan Klecko, Brady can chug a beer.
Ah, so there you go.
But I don't know. That makes me cool. All right. Let's get our second highlight. We get to the phone lines coming back up. But here's your chance to win the Primo Hoagies gift card. Not just Hoagies, it's Primo. Here is the second clue for Name That Game.
Jennings with a scoop. That's no good. Maker tried to dunk it. Fultz got the rebound.
One more time.
Jennings with a scoop. That's no good. Maker tried to dunk it. Fultz got the rebound.
Wow. A couple of Markelle Fultz highlights. I think I know, but I'm not 100%. I have not looked it up, of course. Baker.
A couple clues.
Baker's a clue.
Maker. Fon.
I mean, Baker.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Baker. Maker.
I mean, he's a cool quarterback.
Yes.
No, actually, I don't know. Is Baker Mayfield cool?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I think he's more douche than cool, but,
He could be, but I kind of like Thon Maker is a clue. Jennings the scoop. Clue. Contest line, 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. Who do we got?
We got Laurie first.
Laurie, take a guess, hey. Laurie. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was really good.
You think you know?
Well, I can only guess by the clue that he's an athlete. That it would have been his the season opener against the Wizards in October 2017.
Oh, Alar. It's a great, great guess. Tunis, is that it?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, damn, Lar. I was rooting for you. Damn. Great guess, Laurie. Man, I thought that might be it. Except Thon wouldn't fit. Andres, you got a guess, my brother?
I got a guess.
What are you thinking, man?
Milwaukee Bucks. We hit a triple-double.
Get excited!
Here it is! Andres comes up strong! Look at that!
And that's a triple-double. Oh! And the Sixers producers are going crazy hugging Markelle Fultz.
Oh, way to go, Andres. He nailed it. You won the Primo Hoagies gift card, Andres.
Well, I definitely can use that.
Little lunch for on us, my brother. How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend.
What'd you do? What was the best thing you did this weekend?
I actually went down to Sherwood fishing. I didn't catch that much, but it was good to be in the water.
Oh, that's awesome. Where'd you go?
Yeah. I went to Wildwood. I think it was called the Starlight. The boat.
Nice. Where'd you go? In the morning? In the early morning?
Yeah, I went in the morning on Sunday morning.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's cool. I had to feel good. Was it cold?
Yeah, it was kind of cool, and the water was kind of rough. It actually got, the day became better as the day went on, but in the morning it started off rough.
Nice, though. I like that. That's awesome, brother. Good for you, man. Andres, you're the man. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
Hold on, my friend. Very good. Andres comes up strong, and that was the key. The thigh maker. Not to be confused with Vin Baker. Thon Baker was the key to that. That's a good one, Tunis.
How about that? People went nuts.
I did. I
went 13, nuts. 10, and 10.
I hoped. I was hoping and praying, man. Hoping and praying that he was going to be a player.
Well, it made sense in theory.
We were hoping, we were praying. That he was going to be, that he was going to be a player next to Ben. Wow. Real quick on this exercise. All right, let's go by division. You ready? So if I give you, let's go to our division.
Oh, is this cool quarterbacks?
Yeah, Daniel Jones. No.
Nice. Nerd,
right?
He's Eli. He's Eli 2.0.
Yeah, I agree.
Eli's not cool, so Daniel Jones isn't cool.
Dak, no,
I hate Dak.
He's not cool at all. Carson,
he's fake cool.
Yeah, he's not cool.
He tries to be cool.
He's nice. I think he's a good dude, but he's not cool.
If you're buying Waldo guns, remember that.
Exactly.
You're not cool.
You're not good. You're exactly right. That's uncool. He is uncool. If I said to you, let me ask you this. Bury the lead. What about Wentz?
No. But I'm sure there are people from his area that hunt and drink beer and hang with their boys that are probably like, yeah, he's cool cat. But you and I are like, nah.
Nah.
I don't know if I want to hang out with Carson Wentz.
I don't know if he's North Dakota cool. I don't know about that.
I will root for Carson Wentz. I don't know if I want to hang out with Carson.
Yeah, I like him. Like, I love him. But cool's cool. It's a separate category. Haskins, no.
I don't know anything about Dwayne Haskins, the person.
No.
So I mean,
no. Carolina. I mean, Teddy. Teddy's kind of cool.
Yeah, he almost lost his leg. Came back, played football.
I kind of like Teddy.
He's probably cool. Yo, Ted.
Teddy's a cool nickname.
Yes, it is.
You can't find a lot of uncool Teddies. Teddy Pendergrass. There's a lot of, like, Teddy's a cool name, Teddy.
A big Teddy Roosevelt fan. He's a nice man.
Breeze. Nah. Nah.
I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know. He does the the army training.
Nah.
And all that stuff.
I don't think he's cool.
You don't think so? We'll find out because he's doing remember he signed that deal with NBC.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me.
So we'll find out when he does the broadcast.
He strikes me no. Brady, no.
Oh, he's pretty cool this weekend.
He's not cool. He's not cool. Winston, no. Cam, no.
Definitely not.
I'm trying to think about that division. We missing anybody?
Well, is Matt Ryan cool? I don't know Matt Ryan, the person.
I want to say he's got a Philly thing going. I'd say yes, Matty Ice. Plus, he's got that, like, he's a Delco kid, isn't he? He's from that area. Like, I'd say yes. Goff, no way.
Hate him.
He's got all the cool tendencies, but there was that, like, weird kind of thing going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of people within his own locker room that don't think he's cool.
Right, so that would probably mean no. Who are we missing out there? Jimmy G, dead cool.
Yes. He's dating an adult film star last year.
Oh, yeah, he's dead cool.
He's cool.
Jimmy G's cool dude. He's more cool than he is good as a quarterback.
Yes. Yes.
I love the kid. I think he's actually cool. Kyler Murray.
He's probably cool.
He's cool.
Little dude with some toughness, you know, he's cool.
Stafford would, yes.
Yes. Matt Stafford might be a one seed in terms of cool.
Yes. Cousins, no.
No.
Rodgers, no. Nick Foles, yes.
How's everyone doing?
He's definitely.
Listen, everybody in that room loves
him. Yep.
You're not. There's something about him. I think he's cool. Like, outwardly, you would think no, but if you know him, I think yes. So I say yes to Foles.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
You don't think Cousins is cool?
He's the Captain Douche. You know he's a Captain Douche. Right. There's no way he's cool. There's no way. Real quick. Let's go. Lamar, Stone Cool.
Yeah,
I love Lamar.
He trademarked his own nickname.
I like him a lot.
That's cool. If you can trademark your own nickname. Yeah.
Ben?
Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
There's something about him I like.
Yeah, you're probably right, but then the whole...
Like, it's not about him, like, so listen, I don't want to, yeah.
His,
that,
you know.
Right. That part that shall remain...
That's Skeeve. That's right. Awful right. Human being.
Yeah, well, you're right. It's just funny because you want to say...
The big beard, like, playoff time.
Biker.
Yeah.
Like, you can have Biker cool, and he has that.
And then you remember what happened, and you're like, all right, no, he's not cool.
Right. Agreed. what else? The kid. We don't know about the kid. I think the kid's cool. In Cincinnati.
Burrow? Oh, yeah. When you're smoking a cigar.
I think the kid's stone cool.
Remember that the video of him, like, after they won the national championship, and he was acting like it was nothing?
Nah, he's a cool kid, that kid. Joe Burrow, stone cool. I like him a lot. And then, Bengals, Baker. See, I think he can be. He does those commercials. He's
Yeah, when he's in the empty stadium.
He's great at it. He's great at it. I would give him the benefit of the doubt. All right.
What about this man?
Number five, we'll always love you.
Stone on cool. He don't have a cool gene in his body. Nothing cool about him. Cheap, right? Never tipped anybody. Don't have no panache. That's why half his teammates were like, dude, come on, man. Gotta show some cool quarterback cool. Let's talk about, 610-632-0975, stupid. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. I got to get to this heartbreak thing, too. And our playback today, don't forget, it's quarterback-driven. So we'll do that coming up at 1220. It's Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic. And let me talk about Philly sports trips. Yes. When I heard Stephen Ross talk about his owner of the Dolphins, said, we will have football. I got me excited. It got me thinking about, we were talking about Garoppolo, San Francisco. Dude, you and I, Bay Area, October 4th. It'll be outrageous, Tunis. If you've never been to San Francisco, it's a beautiful city, beautiful town. Philly Sports Trip does things first class. We did the Miami game last year. It was outrageous. Like, you get there, beautiful hotel. We stayed at this resort in outside of Miami. And then we went to we had a booze cruise, fabulous, first class. Then we had a great tailgate, Cavs catering, all the Eagle fans. It was outrageous. Great time, seats. You know, everything was first class. Buses, like, anything you need. They were awesome. Philly Sports Trips, Vince, his wife Liz, Bob Cav, like, they do it up wonderfully. And we're going to do the Cuz Cruise in San Francisco on a yacht, Junis. You down with that?
Yeah, I'm a yachtsman.
Yeah, no, you got to check it out.
They might kick me off.
Go to Philly Sports Trip. You're more yachtsman than I am. PhillySportsTrips.com. Check it out. It's going to be a blast. And then, listen, they're also doing one the Green Bay, which we may go on as well. So, looking forward to it. PhillySportsTrips.com. Check it out. Don't fret. Something happens. You'll get all your money will be going toward a future trip. That's right. Go to PhillySportsTrips.com. It'll be a blast.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11:51. Cuz Radio Tunis. On a Tuesday after Memorial Day. You know what's going to be wild? What's going to be awesome is we just got to get through another six, seven weeks. Like 6 weeks. We get through 6 weeks, dude, we'll have sports back.
Yeah, we'll be doing countdowns and celebrating each day.
We're gonna have sports back. Like, we're gonna have NBA, NHL playoffs, barring, you know, something catastrophic. I'll be honest with you right now. My when it comes to the virus and the pandemic, my mind's mush right. I have no idea. I don't know what to believe.
Oh yeah, we're all over the place.
My mind. I gotta be honest with everybody. I don't even know what to think.
Oh yeah, last week or 2 weeks ago? Where, remember, Fauci was the guy that's been on TV nonstop, and he says, you know, stay indoors, stay indoors, stay indoors. And then all of a sudden, last week or 2 weeks ago, he said, yeah, if we stay inside too long, where, you know, you could, that could cause health problems. And it's like, wait a minute, what? Wait, what? What have we been doing? We've been doing that the whole time. Now you're saying it's not a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think. Because I do think the social distancing has really done a good job. And I think
yeah, of course.
Like, it's curbed the transmission of the virus.
Yeah,
however,
the people that are like, oh, look, the numbers aren't as bad as they thought it would be. Well, yeah, it's because we've been forced to stay inside.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, that was a result of it. That's a good thing.
Exactly. Now, like, I don't know. Like, Georgia's been open now for close to a month, right? Like, at least.
Yeah, they've had, like, bowling alleys open, right? Like, right? They've been business as usual.
I don't know. Do they have any? It doesn't seem like it's. I know Alabama had a, like, resurgence or an uptick. But I don't know. At some point, all you want is normalcy, right? Like, you just want to... I was watching Homeland last night, and there was a scene where, like, the CIA guy goes to this, like, lawyer, this bad, crooked lawyer, right? And he meets him at this... It's like a steakhouse bar. You know those... like those Washington, D.C. power joints, and it has like the big oak bar and the steaks, and you just know, like.
And they probably had the table in the back.
Right, but they went to the bar, and I was like, wow. You know what? I miss, like, just bellying up to a bar.
Well, that's what I would have done yesterday with the match, right? I would have been like, hey, I would have texted my buddy, said, hey, you want to go watch this at the bar?
Right. Like, I love a bar. Especially a great bar. Like I like all different flavors, right? I like the corner bar, which is like real Philadelphian. Like, I always feel at home at a corner bar.
Right.
I walk in a corner bar, I go, it's like, I feel at home. I like the big Center City, you know, trendy bar. I like a trendy
bar. It depends on the mood, right?
Right. You know, I like the hotel bar. Big fan of
the hotel. I love the hotel bar.
The lobby bar is a great bar.
One of my favorite things, when it snows really bad here and we prepare for, like, the, you know, the shows at home or people are off, I've been the guy, because I live close, I've been the guy that stayed at the hotel down the street, right?
Right.
And, you know, I check in at 5 o'clock and I'm like, all right, well, I got, you know, 12 hours until I have to be in at the station, because I'm usually the guy that comes in here to start things off at 6 in the morning when right. there's the snowstorm. So what do? I go down to the lobby, and like a couple of years ago, I was drinking with the guy. That's where all the people that did the snow plowing all night, that's where they were staying that night. So I was you know, shooting it with the guys that were doing the snow plows, hearing their stories.
That's awesome, man. You kidding me? Like, that's a staple. Right, like, that's a staple. It is funny. I like that.
That's where you catch up with people too, right? You're going to a wedding that's out of town, so you have to stay at the hotel.
Right.
You don't meet up at somebody's room.
Yeah.
You meet up at the bar. You go back to the room to party later, but you start at that's where everyone meets, the hotel bar.
Yeah. The hotel bar is a great. It's just a great bar, man. You're right on, bro. Age right on. I can't believe I just said that. You're right on, bro. Sound like Brady. Terrible.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
No, Harper. You sound like Harper.
Harper. Oh. Let's go to where we at? Joey in South Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joey.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
What's going on, Joe? How's everything?
Beautiful day outside. Beautiful day. I actually wanted to talk about the Mike Tyson return to boxing.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for that.
Oh, me too, absolutely. I actually have an innovating and interesting idea here, and I think the timing's perfect because there are no sports being played. If, and I want to know if you two would watch this, if boxing and MMA were to come to some sort of agreement, again, like they did with the Mayweather and McGregor fight, but take it a step further, because Tyson has been training with MMA fighters recently. If you were to put together a spectacle, a show, and you line up a 6-round fight, and you have Tyson versus Brock Lesnar, 6-round fight, 3-minute rounds, with the rounds alternating from boxing to MMA. For instance, first round boxing, next round MMA, the fight's done with MMA gloves, barefoot. I think that would be a show right there.
I would watch it. Yeah, I would. I definitely would.
And I think, like, the alternating, if something like that were to be possible, and if it stinks, they don't have to do it again, but the world's going to watch it one time. They're going to make their money. But I think that's a very intriguing concept.
Yes, I would watch it. I would definitely watch it.
Well, realistically, I think it's going to be a boxing fight, but I just wanted to throw that idea out there.
Yeah, I would definitely watch it. I'm in on that. How about the Tyson thing? I'm really into that. Tyson versus Tyson Fury?
That was, that's marketable too, right there. That's also marketable.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that again, that's something that I would love to see. I'd just love to see Tyson back. I actually wanted to make one more comment, and I think this is also intriguing, so I just want to get your take on it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, obviously Memorial Day, me and about 20 of my buddies, we actually gathered at the lakes on Broad Street, Broad and Patterson, to play softball. Now, I went because two of my friends are doctors. They showed up. And I asked them, I said, well, what do you think about this and the situation today? And they both told me, you know, it's time for society to move forward. And I just thought it was intriguing that, you know, they were comfortable in that setting. So,
doctors willing to do that.
Right. And that's what I'm kind of like, so where are we right now?
What were their response?
They said I said, how do you feel about this? You know, today's situation being here. And he said, it's time at this point, it's time that society should move forward. We need to look to progress forward now. And I'm just, that just makes me think, you know, where are we with this?
Yeah. I agree. I hear doctors, when I hear doctors say that, it feels that way. Now, again, I don't know. Right. I don't know those guys. I mean, I think those guys have a handle on things. I mean, they're in the medical field. They're first to, you know, hearing things, what's going on, protocol. So I would put a lot of stock into what they say.
I'm not an epidemiologist,
but, you know, epidemiologists will know. But it feels that way. Like, sometimes your gut will tell you the right answer in a lot of ways.
Right. You have a point there. But, yeah, I just wanted to bring that across you and get your
opinion. Good stuff, Joe. Great. I love it, and I'm in on that. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.